Donald Berry, 1952, is a construction worker who resides in Houston, Texas. He suffers from rheumatoid arthritis and a history of degenerative disc disease. He's been widowed. He does smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol, period. COVID immunization is up to date. Surgery, had stab wound at a young age. The only surgery he's had for exploratory laparotomy, allergy, pollen, medication. Norvasc 5 milligram a day. Aldax 100 milligram a day. Prednisone 40 milligram a day. He tells me that his doctor has not cut down on his dose. Recently on ciprofloxacin for an ear infection and tizanidine. Patient has issues with mobility. He lives by himself. He would like to get a scooter. I told him that most likely he needs to see a neurologist to be able to make that happen. Family history, mom died of leukemia, dad died of stomach cancer. He's awake. He's alert. His O2 sat is 99%, pulse is 65, respirations 18 at febrile, blood pressure 130 over 88, heart positive, small positive, risk 2. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no lymphadenopathy, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment, 73-year-old gentleman with rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative disc disease, requires high dose of prednisone to control his symptoms. I recommended to him to see a rheumatologist to be able to get a, maybe some kind of biologic to get off the prednisone 40 milligram because it will be a matter of time before he develops complications, including glaucoma, osteoporosis, and other chronic steroid-related treatments. Next number is hypertension control. Next number, recent history of ear infection. Next number, he wants to see a neurologist to be able to get a scooter to better get around because of his leg pain and tiredness and related to his leg pain and weakness related to his rheumatoid arthritis. Thank you.